From your sublime abode at the Patala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tom, your crown adorned is Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Worlds, pure-born lotus. Homage, she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a thousand-star collection. Homage, golden blue and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Chakra, Agni, Brahma, Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpse raisers, Gandharvas, Yakshas. Homage, with her tritt and pace sounds, destroying foes' magic diagrams, her feet pressing left outright and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to Ray, very dreadful, destroyer of Mars champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three Jumudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mars Davis. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians' assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon all ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she midwreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding, right stretch up and joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, frees with human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to Ray with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Manda, Rat, and Vinya. Homage holding in her hand the hair-marked moon of Deva lake form, which twice spoke in Tara Ampe, totally dispelling poison. Homage to whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, destroys hosts of spirit yakshas, and raised corpses supreme to Ray. These praises with through mantras and prostrations thus are 21. And now if you turn back to page 190, we'll do the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn, upon waking, and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Since we've got a little bit of time, we can go ahead and turn to page 110. And we'll recite these two stanzas of accepting difficulties as a path from Lama Chupa. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for suffering pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicitta's dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. Wonderful. Thanks for the speed recitation. I just wanted to make sure we got it done before this one got here. I think that we're going to really switch to what Sarah said, which is start at 7, but I'm not sure that that's happening tonight, because last week I thought it was starting, and guess what, got here right at 7. So just to be safe. But hopefully next week we'll have it straight. What, right, we want to do these before he comes. Yeah. But hopefully, starting next week, if we get here at 7 and do these prayers, then he'll be coming just a little bit later, and that will work. But okay, so if you look in the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga pamphlet, we'll start on page 7 at the very bottom with the invocation. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losandrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the Jetsun Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands end of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I've created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five generations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy Jetsun Gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings or the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losandrapa to shine forever. Now if you turn the page, we'll recite the 5-line prayer to ourselves, and then at the 21st one I'll do out loud so we can all do it together. Dream. Now, if you turn to page 21, near the bottom, the second stanza of the dedications, we'll recite just that one stanza together. In all my lives, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one. Okay, now in the gold prayer books, if you turn to page 97, we'll do a short mantra offering.
Sashi Puki Ju. Intention or motivations, that's the best way to listen Lamrim teachings with the positive intentions. So before the class, so we'll recite maybe 21 Medicine Buddha Mantra together, okay? If you have, you know, somebody from your family who are, you know, sick or like going through, like, you know, mental difficulty, maybe physical difficulty, if someone from your family, if you can remember them, the police do. So then, if you don't have any, you know, like particular family member are sick, or, you know, so then please remember, you know, all the people in the prayer list, you know, all the people in the prayer list, and together with all the people in the world, you know, in the world who has all kinds of, you know, complication in their thinking, make their life more miserable, very miserable, you know, so it's the heart very, make their life very, very hard or difficult, you know. Then all the people who have, you know, physical difficulties, so you're not able to move their, you know, limbs, and also not able to talk, not able to see, you know, not able to move their bodies. Also, you know, someone who has, you know, like terminal disease, you know, so it's going to kill them only a matter of time. So remember all of those, you know, wherever they live, what corner of the world, you know, what part of the world they live, so please remember them. And together with all the people in the prayer list. Oh. So then, you know, as a group, you know, so we are all consider ourselves a Buddhist. So we, you know, dedicating our, you know, life here to learn Lam Rim. So the primary goal of learning Lam Rim is not to benefit sentient beings. So then, you know, as a good, good relationship here, good relationships. So because of that, if we recite any mantra, any practice that we do as a group, so it's going to be more powerful. So, you know, so therefore, you know, reciting medicine for the mantra. So then, if you remember someone from the center who are like sick, who has recently has operations, you know, and who is going through medical, you know, like, has medical treatments, you know, things like that, if you recall, so then please, you know, keep them on your mind, okay? So you remember the stanza before Medicine for the Mantra? Yeah, maybe.
Bhagavan with equal compassion for all.
Oh, yeah, this one.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, it's good to... particularly the Sangha member is good to remember, good to memorize, you know, because so then whenever people request you to say some prayer or maybe ask you to visit to their, you know, family or maybe in the hospital, you can, you know, this is also it's good to remember the stanza before the medicine for the mantra. So then if you truly remember, please say in English.
Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name we merely heard dispel the suffering of the lower realms.
So not just Sangha, so I think all of us good to remember.
Om namo bhagavate bhagante guru bhagaya chabarataya tatatataya
arhate samyavam buddhaya teyata om bhagaze bhagaze maha bhagaze
bhagante
rata samogade soha om namo bhagavate bhagante guru bhagaya chabarataya tatatataya arhate samyavam buddhaya teyata om bhagaze bhagaze Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhagaya tabaradaya tabagadaya arahate samyasam buddhaya Om Begaze Begaze Maha Begaze Begaze Raja Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Begaze Guru
Begaya Tabarataya
Tabagadaya Arhade Samyasamam Buddhaya Tayata Om Begaze
Begaze
Maha Begaze Begaze Raja Samogade
Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Begaze Guru Begaya Tabarataya Tabagadaya Arhate Samya Samam Bhutaya Teyata Om Dekaze
Dekaze
Maha Dekaze Dekaze Raja Samungate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Dekaze Guru Benduya
Tabarasaya
Tadagadaya Arhate Samya Samam Bhutaya Teyata Om Dekaze
Dekaze
Maha Dekaze Dekaze Raja Samungate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Benduya Tambaradaya Tadagataya Ahade Samya Samam Buddhaya Tayata Om Bhagavate
Bhagavate
Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Radha Samungate Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate
Guru Benduya Tambaradaya Tadagataya
Ahade
Samya Samam Buddhaya Tayata Om Bhagavate
Bhagavate
Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Radha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Benduya
Tabarasaya
Tathagataya Arhate Samya Samam Buddhaya
Tayata
Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate
Bhagavate
Sada Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru
Benduya
Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samya Samam Buddhaya Tayata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate
Bhagavate
Radha Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Tabaradaya Tabagataya Arhate Samya Samam Buddhaya Tayata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate
Bhagavate
Radha Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Tabaradaya Tabagataya Arhate Samya Samam Buddhaya
Tayata
Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate
Bhagavate
Radha Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Tabaradaya Tabagataya Arhate Samya Samam Tayata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate
Bhagavate
Radha Samugate Soha. Finish.
How many are we?
21.
Oh, there's only 14.
Yeah. 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Benduya Tambaradaya Tadagataya Arhate Samya Samam Buddhaya
Tayata
Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Radha Samugate
Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Benduya Tambaradaya
Tadagataya
Arhate Samya Samam Buddhaya
Tayata
Om Bhagavate
Bhagavate
Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Radha Samugate
Soha
Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Benduya Tabarasaya
Tathagataya
Arhate Samya Samam Buddhaya Dayada Om Bhagavate Bhagavate
Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate
Sansa Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru
Benduya
Tabarasaya Tathagataya
Arhate Samya Samam Buddhaya
Dayada Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate
Bhagavate
Sansa Samugate Soha Good evening, welcome back to Lamrim class. Yeah, Chukla, so where we stop?
We were in the section how you accumulate karma.
So, page 304? Yeah. Page 304, so, like, it's like David said, page 304. So, last Wednesday, what we learned the karma, just like, even the intention, that's called mental karma, okay? Intention, karma is not just actions, verbal or physical actions. So also mental, you know, mental. You know. So samba. There is physical action, verbal actions, you know, produced by mental, produced by thought. Thought, positive thought produce positive, you know, actions of verbal and physical. Negative thought produced negative, you know, the action of the physical body and the world and the speech. So this, when we talk about karma, there are two types. Mental karma. Mental karma mainly means, you know, motivation, okay, motivations. So that's also mental karma. So then action, that's like refers to physical karma. So now how that one, I say, create the karma, okay? Niva test of the sins. We did talk a little bit, right? We already started that.
We started that, yeah, we were in the middle of that section.
Even though somebody who sees, you know, selflessness directly, so if the not like all the, if the karma that, you know, result is going to be experienced in the samsara, if that those karma has not been exhausted or purified, so then you do take rebirth in samsara because of the previous karma, but you never create new karma that will throw, what you call tenjin, throwing karma. Throwing karma that will throw you into the samsara, from formless realm to form realm, the desire realm, or within the samsara. So when you see the selflessness directly, you are no longer creating as a new karma, or new karma, okay? Does not mean that you are not going to be born in samsara again. Even though you are be born in samsara again, it's like the leftover karma. Karma that has been not been exhausted or purified. Okay, then who is, what kind, what type of, you know, beings that create the cause to be, that create the throwing karma? Pinjigle, throwing karma? So, that's literally translated. Pen means, you know, throw. Pinjigle, throwing karma, you know, throwing action, throwing karma. That's called pinjigle. So then, like, what type of beings that create the throwing karma? Then here what it says, so when you talk about Mayana path, there are five different paths in Mayana. So there's like five that belongs to the same word been used, only you ate Mayana, then the soldier realized that the Hinayana, because there are 15 sets. Five belongs to Mayana, five belongs to as a Rangel, self-realizer. Solitary realizer, I think that's a little bit not 100% correct translation. Within the self-realizer, there are some of them, you know, like, some of them live within the communities and practice. Some of them Then, you know, they can say migrate in the wilderness. You know, then they those types called solitary realizers, you know, those types, Sarudeva Ranja. Like self-realizer, like rhinoceros, these are not social animals, they just know. So these particular types of, has a self-realizer in the middle scope, called solitary realizer. So that's possible for that particular group of self-realizers. So better to say Mahayana, self-realizer, then you know Hinayana. So there's 15. Each one of them has you know, five paths in order to reach path beyond learning. Each one has their own path beyond learning. That's the last one. Oh. So in here, so now like what kind of being they created throwing karma, throwing is throwing you know, into the samsara, okay? So teaching is jalam. So here now talk about Mayana path. Mayana path of you know, accumulations, there's the first one called Cholam. So the Mayana path of preparations, this goes Jolam. So then Mayana path of seeing, there's you know, then there's Arya being, there's you know, then you are being. So then Mayana path of meditative, so Golam, then path beyond learning. So the path of accumulation, path of preparations, path of meditative, path of seeing, path of meditative, then path beyond learning. So then those five, same. The name doesn't change. You only say Hinayana, path of accumulations. Hinayana, path of preparations. Hinayana, path of seeing. Hinayana, path of meditative. Hinayana, path beyond learning. There's five, first five. Second one, there is a self-realizer path of accumulations. There's self-realizer path of preparation, same. Then there's ten. So then Mayana path of accumulations, then path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, path of your learning. So that's called 15. No. So when you talk of path and ground and path, there's 15 path. Path or path. How do you say? Path. 15 path. Oh yeah. Ground, then there's only in Mayana, there's no ground in Hinayana, self-realized, there's no ground. Ground is only in the Mayana. Where it began, it doesn't begin from the path of Mayana, path of accumulation, there's no ground. The Mayana, path of preparation, there's no ground. So Mayana, path of seeing, so then from there, then, so then from there, then ten bhumi, ten ground. So sometimes they call ten bhumi begins from there. Before there, no, ten path belongs to the Theravadana or Hinayana, there's no ground. Then out of five path that belongs to Mayana, first two, there's no bhumi, there's no ground. So bhumi only starts from the third path of seeing. Seeing is there, you see emptiness directly, that's called path of seeing. Seeing then there, when you reach you know, path of seeing, then you see emptiness directly. So then from there, so then they talk about ground or bhumi, same. So there's ten of them. Then the number ten, when you reach the ten, then there's like the last, that's the last part of the sentient beings. Last part of the sentient beings. Second moment, you'll be enlightened. Second moment, then you'll be enlightened. That's the last stage of sentient being. Being a sentient being, then it's the last stages. Then after that, no more sentient beings. That's called enlightened beings. Then you are enlightened. Oh? Just say for knowledge. So now, in the Mayana path, you know, path of accumulation, path of preparations. Oh. Teaching is jolam chujo chambos. Within the if you don't remember, that's okay, don't worry, you know. So I'm gonna explain. Within the path of preparation there's four stages, huh? It's called first one is called heat. There's literally the translations. Then it's called, second one's called PIK. PIK. Not P-I-G. P-E-K. PIK. P-E-K. PIK. Same as PIK. Same pronunciation?
Almost, yeah.
Almost. Rather different.
PIK.
Oh, PIK. PIK, PIK. Well, we're saying PIK, PIK. So anyway, so that first one, there's no, within the Maya and path, the preparation, there's four of them. Drum trail. First one's called heat. Then second one's called peak, peak. Then third one's called patient. Doesn't mean patient, but you know, there's literally translations. I don't know how to translate that other than that. Chisho, then this was the excellent, excellent. Excellent, that's the last one, excellent. That's what it means. Now, can you read that? What is it? Can you read the Lamrim? What is the Lamrim Chambo? So now you have, you will get some idea, you know, when you use this. In the letter of the teaching in Jolam. So.
Guess what? Are you in the part where it says, in general, those who are on the path of accumulation and preparation do accumulate ordinary karma that impels rebirth?
Yeah.
Is that where we are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. However, motivations based on thoughts, such as those you describe, as well as virtuous karma similar to the wisdom that analyzes selflessness, constitute the group of remedies for the craving for future existence.
Can you repeat this? Can you repeat that? Can you repeat, please, whole sentence?
In general, those who are on the paths of accumulation and preparation.
So now that makes some sense, you know, that's now.
I'm on page 305. The third paragraph.
Okay, thank you.
There's only like part of preparation. There's no part of accumulations. I'm not sure which part you're reading.
Are you in
Lamrim Chenpo? Lamrim Chenpo.
Not liberation.
No, Lamrim Chenpo. You are reading Lamrim Chenpo?
I am. Yeah.
So do you remember that we talk
about the stream enterers and the once returners?
Yeah, there's four pair of beings. They'll be older. Right after that.
All right. I'm sorry, I guess. So maybe this is it. Consequently, as long as you operate under the influence of the conception of a self, you will accumulate karma that will impel you into cyclic rebirth. Once you have perceived reality that is selflessness, you may still be born in cyclic existence. By the power of former karma and afflictions, but you will not accumulate any new karma that can impel such rebirth.
Okay.
As a Sangha's levels of yogic deeds states, stream enterers and once returners do not assent to the conception of a self, but rather reject it, in the same way the strong overpower the weak.
So not the carry on, please.
Hence every ordinary person.
Yeah, hence every ordinary person. That's what I explained. Hence
every ordinary person from the highest level of the supreme stage of the Mahayana path of preparation on down.
Okay, see now makes a little bit sense. Highest.
The highest level of the supreme stage of the Mahayana path.
Supreme stages. There's a four stages. I say first one is called heat, peak. So the heat, the guys are peak, then the patience, then supreme. I say.
In this translation, they call it the supreme stage.
Yeah, supreme stage, the same. So now you have some idea. There's four of them. They are talking about the last one.
So from the highest level of the supreme stage of the Mahayana path of preparation on down.
So now, why it's called highest level? Because there's like each one of them, small heat, middle heat. Then there's each one of them, three, divided into three. Then ding means middle, then big, the same, the peak, there's no small, middle, how you say?
Highest.
Yeah, similar, that's according to this translation, small, medium, highest. No, so then the patient, small, medium, highest. So then the supreme, small, medium, highest. That's why it's called highest, no? Okay?
So from the highest level of the supreme stage of the Mahayana path of preparation on down, accumulates karma that impels...
On down, that means, now, what we have 15 paths, right? When you talk about path, there's 15. When you talk about ground, there's 10. The ground, there's only in the Mayana path, in the Mayana tradition. There's no ground in Hinayana path. They only call path, they don't call ground. Bhumi, same. Ground and the Bhumi, these are synonym, different names. So now down, what is it, down?
Yeah, on down.
On down means that include all the,
It just says on down.
On down. Can you repeat that part?
Yeah, it says, from the highest level of the supreme stage of the Mahayana path of preparation.
Does that make sense? Does it make sense? Huh? Does that make sense?
From the highest level of the supreme stage of the Mahayana path of preparation on
the
down.
Mahayana path, there's five of them. We are not talking about path of seeing is excluded. No, excluded them below there. Oh, did it?
So then it's saying every ordinary person,
ordinary persons. Because what happens when you reach the path of seeing, you are no longer ordinary beings. Here, differentiate between ordinary being and supreme beings is based on whenever you start to see emptiness directly, you are considered as Arya being. Arya being, that means supreme being, they're the same. You become supreme, you are not longer ordinary being. So now think about, there's five path of accumulations, that's ordinary stages, ordinary being. Even though you have that, you are still ordinary being. Path of preparations, you are still ordinary being. When you achieve the path of seeing, then you are no longer ordinary being, you are supreme being or Arya being, because you see emptiness directly, that's why. So now, just out of 15 paths, how many of them are ordinary beings? Each one of them, first two, these are ordinary stages. So then on down, that excludes last three. Last three, they are in the Hinayana, last three, there's a self-realizer, they are excluded. What's included? First two, all of them. So now they are the one who created throwing karma. No, what's I'm going to say? Okay, now can you finish, please?
Yeah. So every ordinary person, those included, accumulates karma that impels rebirth in cyclic existence.
So now that makes sense? Oh, yeah. So everything that I said is just what it is. just explain one and a half line. Oh. So see, meritorious karma?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meritorious karma. Then opposite of that.
Non-meritorious.
Oh yeah. Non-meritorious karma and negative karma synonym. Synonym in the same. Doesn't mean either way you can say it doesn't matter. You don't have to learn both of them, no. So now my negative karma and non-meritorious karma same. Positive karma, then meritorious karma, same. No, that's a different way of calling. Okay, don't get confused. Easy. So, then you imagine my body, this you want to do, goes on to have a certain maybe I want to tell us on my beliefs also. The woman you give a jimba to want to do so, so, digena, so long as you Sunday, the summer, they say, divisinia gumuna, mirror lame, so. So now that's called, mirrorless, what we call irreversible karma. So that means karma, they're going to the result is going to be born in the formless realm. When you talk of a realm, there's like three realms, right? Desire realm, form realm, formless realm. Formless realm, form realm, there's three stages. The first, second, third, fourth. Formless realm, the same. First, second, third, fourth. Desire realm, within the desire realm, I think within the form realm, there's like 17 different types of realm, different levels of realm within the form realm. So, 16 or 70, something like that. All of them are celestial realms. Celestial realms. So within the desire realms, some of them are celestial realms, some of them are animal realms, some of them are not human, you know, so then we know. So there's many, many realms within our realms. We don't have any contact, you know, many of them we don't have contact. And people, generally speaking, not saying everybody, but you know, some people do have connections. But generally speaking, so there's no much interaction, so interaction. So the karma they throw into form realm and the formless realm, those karmas called irreversible. Irreversible karma. I don't have faith in my pronunciations. So when you say it sounds much better, when I say it doesn't sound good at all. So that's called miyuele. Okay, miyuele means result is not going to be in desire realm. It's going to be in the higher realms, you know. Means like higher, because less complications. So desire realms, everything is kind of gross, you know. There is like not that gross. So this is all relative. So there's probably a number of ways you can create the karma to be born in those realms. So through realization, you know, there's one way to, you know, create the karma. There's one way to have the one is like looking down, okay, looking down everything that has in desire realms, looking down, then kind of like, you know, admired by everything that has in the form realm, admired by that. That's one way to create the karma, one way to, you know, to go to form realms. That's pretty much not just Buddhist, this is not Buddhist approach, this is not Buddhist approach, this is common approach. Even the non-Buddhists do the same thing, then they can go to form realms. So Buddhist approach, you know, so then it's a little bit has a deeper to, either way you go there. The main course is like, say, as I mentioned before, concentration. Concentrations, whenever you concentrate, you create the cause to be born in form realm. So now you can read the rest and for people to understand.
Accordingly, when those who are under the influence of afflicted ignorance and the view of the perishing aggregates become physically, verbally, or mentally involved in non-virtue, killing, for example, they accumulate non-meritorious karma.
Same, negative karma, same to me.
Those who perform virtuous acts within the desire realm, such as practicing generosity or maintaining ethical discipline, accumulate meritorious karma.
Same, the positive karma, same to me.
Those who cultivate meditative states, such as meditative serenity, at the level of the meditative stabilization of the form realm or the formless absorptions, accumulate invariable karma.
Concentration. Just talking about karma abiding or shamatha. See, when you talk about shamatha, there's 9 stages. First one is how to be present, how to be within. That's the first stages. If you're working on that, using your own breath or using some kind of, you know, mental image, so you are creating a cause. So that cause is going to be irreversible.
Irreversible
cause, you know. So that's that result is going to be the higher compared to desire. It's called higher, but still is part of samsara. It's not higher compared to liberation, enlightenment. There's nothing higher in the samsara. So no, but compared to desire, they are higher, because why? There's less complication, you know, less physical complications, less mental complications. No? Oh yeah. So, make sense? Clear? Ta wana sibye punzo tamje la nyimi su tani taba dobe dimba dimbe kuni la ni gewe lam du gewe lam gewe le tuman du batanje she ya dani be tena tsushin du chibe shera da tsumba dimbe semba gewe le na kwewe ju kunju ina mi she na se kunju ina mi she na se semba gewe le na kunju kunju ina jo tso chi tsoram da jolam be Pidgey Lay Ranga also, somebody could number dime or to be sure the Sunday you give it any Siba Siba, which are here, Queer or Dazzle, the Minonga and Jubi. Oh, now it's going to be a little bit headache. It's going to be a little bit headache. So, so it's going to be a little bit headache. So, please prepare. Sibye punzo tamjala, sibye punzo tamjala, sibye punzo means no samsaric goodness. Okay? Samsaric goodness. Sibye punzo means goodness. Samsaric good. Tamje, all the samsaric goodness. Nimi zuta means no, so, seeing the downside of all the samsaric goodness. Seeing the downside, okay? Sibye punzo nimi sutan is, how? It's not probably clear here, but according to the foundation of the good qualities, so, yide miru sibye punzo, yide miru sibye punzo. What is the downside? Because these are unreliable. That's the downside, unreliable. Yide miru sibye punzo. So that's it's unreliable. But happiness of liberation is reliable. It's reliable, no, it's not unreliable, it's reliable. Oh. So that's the downside. You didn't mean to see people in immediateness. You didn't mean to see people. It's not reliable, that's the downside. Okay, downside of all the samsaric goodness, every samsaric goodness is goodness are not reliable, so there's a downside of that. Oh? Doesn't mean itself is negative, doesn't mean itself is negativeness. Piece of bread, no, it's not negative. Piece of bread is not negative. But that piece of bread is not reliable. Not reliable. Even though you get from whole food, if you don't eat fast, it'll get rotten. Faster. So that's the best store that you have here in America. Whole food. You know, you buy something from there. It's not reliable because after a couple of days, you know, it's not reliable because change. Everything changes just because it's not reliable. But moksha, liberation doesn't change. It changes moment by moment, but it doesn't change like that, you know. First it's very fresh. The second moment is like old, as they get old, then rotten. It's not like that, not that kind of change. So there's a downside, okay? Yidemiro, sibye punzo, yidemiro, sibye punzo. It's called goodness, no, itself, there's no problem, but you know, it's not reliable, there's a downside. Oh yeah, that's how to contemplate what is the downside. There's a downside, unreliable, because you know, change. And love to change. Oh. Interchange, people change, things change, objects change, you know, mind change, you know. But liberation, enlightenment, it doesn't change like that. Oh. You have to do only one time. You don't have to do it again. You have to do only one time, finish. In terms of here, you know, you have to do again. You know, as there's a door to all the sufferings, not being satisfied, not being content by eating one, then it was not content, then you eat two, then you eat three, then four, then you do one time, then you do again, you know, then do it more and more, you know, that then, you know, leads to more dissatisfactions. So in Dharma, you don't need to do again, you just do one time, finish. When you reach the result, then, you know, that you'll be completely satisfied. Sibya Punzo Tanjara Nyemizu Tane Tabadibi. Sibya Punzo Tanjara Nyemizu Tane Sibya Punzo Tanjara Nyemizu Tane Yidemiru Sibya Punzo Yidemiru Sibya Punzo. So sometimes the translation is in the foundation of good qualities. Some translation is not quite accurate. You know, like there's a seeking samsaric pleasure is drawn to all the sufferings. I think that's a little bit wrong. So I think not being satisfied. Not being satisfied, that's the door to suffering. That's the door, not being satisfied, that's the door to suffering. So, chebi mingom, that's the Tibetan word. Chebi mingom, chebi means, you know, to use. Not being satisfied by using whatever it is to use, not being satisfied, that's the door to all the suffering. Not the seeking some sort of pleasures. So I have reason, you know, why I said I have reason. So that's called human happiness and divine happiness, according to one of the Tara prayers. You know, that you're wishing, that you're praying to achieve best form of human happiness. The best form of divine happiness. What is that? What is the best form of human happiness? What is the best form of human happiness? Huh? So you need to think about that, you know. In the Tara prayer, it says clearly, Pada me, deva chotam me, panjajama dhubha chabalas. After when I achieve the best of the human happiness and the divine happiness, then I will continue my practice. So then, what is human, best form of human happiness? What is that? So we should know, because we are human. What is the best form of human happiness? Oh. See, then, what is the cause? What is the cause? If you you can't be hungry all the time, if you're all hungry all the time, you can't be happy, right? So need food, that's very clear. Without food, there'll be no human happiness. If you eat something, even like somebody who's doing chilen practice, they still need to eat something, you know, like one pill a day. They need to eat something and drink something, you know, the water, those like that. So I don't think the water is the door to all the suffering. Water is all the door to, there's a part of samsara goodness of water. I don't think the water is the door to all the sufferings. See, not being content, that's the door to suffering. Not being content, that will open the door to all kinds of sufferings. Argument, fighting, yelling, screaming, that all happens. Not being satisfied. So that's why I'm saying this translation is not accurate. If you think about the meaning, it's not accurate. Because human happiness is something to seek. It's not something to avoid. There's nothing wrong to be happy, just drinking a cup of pure water. That I think will not lead, that's not suffering. not being content. Anyway, when I see the Tanjara Nimis or Tanis in Taba Dimbekun and Lamigirin to Maduba Tangje. Reflecting on the downside of all the samsari goodness, you know, because they are not reliable, that's the downside. Not reliable, that's the downside. So, then with that knowledge, you know, understanding all the samsaric goodness is not reliable, and with that understanding, then, you know, develop the desire to seek liberations. So then you be kind, be generous, doing voluntary, you know, helping here, helping there, or all of that, then will become the cause for liberation. So, because primary motivation is to seek liberations. Therefore, I'm going to be generous. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be, you know, gentle. Or I'm going to do, you know, voluntary. So then the, all this, you know, gevile tuma dhubha tang shiya je dhanne ve tuyala tsushin tu chebe sherab tang je tsumba dhinpe semba gevile le nam kwewe ju kunju ina mishin as. Somebody raised this question. Kunjung, there's a second noble truth. Out of four noble truths, truth of suffering, the second truth, okay? Second truth. So they was wondering, they are wondering with that kind of motivations, you know, in creating marriage, is it still considered as a, cause of, you know, cause of suffering doesn't mean cause of pain, you know. Suffering doesn't have to be pain. Pain is a part of the suffering. It's not, suffering doesn't, but from the Buddhist point of view, suffering is much more complicated than just, you know, like pain or argument, fighting, not that, this is all gross suffering. So suffering is much different. Suffering doesn't mean pain, okay, doesn't mean mental pain, doesn't mean physical pain, you know. Suffering can be pain, very painless, and therefore it's hard to understand, you know. From the Buddhist point of view, suffering is quite hard to understand because it's not talking about pain. If the pain is very obvious, it's not, you know. So that's why it's much more difficult. You know? So they were wondering, so maybe before I talk too much, maybe better to chukula read. So then no need to talk much. So this is already clear in the translation. Yeah, can you read that?
Qualm.
If you understand, then I will minimize my talk.
Qualm. Consider someone who has seen the faults of all worldly wonders and is motivated by an aspiration for liberation. Does not this person create much virtuous karma? Moreover, consider the virtuous karma that is an intention similar to a wisdom consciousness accurately analyzing the meaning of selflessness. Is this a true origin, a cause of cyclic existence?
Somebody's raising questions. Make sense? Does it make question sense? So see, so we could prevent all my talk. You just read that. So now, Can you read?
In general, those who are on the paths of accumulation and preparation do accumulate ordinary karma that impels rebirth.
That's clear, right? We just talked. That's clear, you know.
However, motivations based on thoughts such as those you describe, as well as virtuous karma similar to the wisdom that analyzes selflessness, constitute the group of remedies for the craving for future existence. Further, in both their objective and subjective aspects, they operate in a manner contrary to the conception of self, the root of cyclic existence. Thus...
Clear? Understood? first one, path of tribulations.
Those who are on the paths of accumulation and preparation do accumulate ordinary karma that impels.
That's clear, right? That's clear. That we already talked about this clear. No, that's clear, didn't it? Sambhata now, second one, so Baba need to talk again. Sambhata that we couldn't learn this year. You understand now in Tibetan? Yeah, now you understand. Oh, very good. So from now on, just in just Tibetan, I just read. I will read one more time, very fast. Well, second time, I will read very slowly. So that's very good. That's very good. So that's very good. Kureza wa danji, kureza wa danji, da minam gawa jube, pinji ji kunju ki dhamma ranga wa ngu mayin chanje. Yangsi chima chibi kunju ngu da, jiru dhimi kunju dhiva shako. Okay, now here, so much been said in the words, but when it comes down to the meaning, it's not that difficult. Samba theta be kuna dhanu vashu vishara tundi givel ni sipa chima sipa nyimbi cho yin jiro. Tamu geba ngu nyiba chuba sebe. Out of 12 links, the number 10, I think number 10. And number 10, that's form of attachment. Number 10, okay. 12 links, number 10. There's a form of attachment, this is called out of 12 links, six of them are results, right? Six of them are results. Six of them are cause. Three of them is cause, initial cause. So then the three of them, out of six cause, three of them initial cause, first one is ignorance. So then out of that, then you know, you do mistakes. So then there's karma. So then the karma goes where? It not goes on somewhere else, it goes on the consciousness. That's the three cause, right? Initial cause. Right? Out of six cause, there's the first three. Ignorance, then then karma. Then consciousness. Now that's initial, it's called out of 12 links, this is called initial cause. Within the 12 links, six of them result, six of them are cause. So out of six, these three is called initial cause. it goes before, right? Then, then three of them, that's like cause, that determine, that kind of like, how you say, determine the karma, which karma is going to take place, Which karma is going to, this karma almost like fertilize the time of death, So there's three of them. So then number 10, that's one of them. I'll just, because that is here, so maybe changes. So now see, with the motivation to seek liberations, based on reflecting the downside of samsara, based on that, they want to get out of samsara, they're seeking liberations. That's one, right? One is, the wisdom, that's like wisdom that's like meditating on emptiness or selflessness, right? So karma that's been created by dream death, you know, karma, that's whether it's like mental karma, physical karma, is created by death. These are going to be the antidote for that number 10, or sepa, or seven nyambo. Therefore, that is not this, whatever the karma has been created by dream death, that is not the second noble truth. It's not the second noble. Even though it does sound like second noble, it's not the second noble truth. It's like, it looks like similar, but it's not that's not the second noble truth. So that means it's not the cause for samsara. Okay? Second noble truth means there's a cause for samsara, right? Second noble truth, there's a cause for samsara. So there's somebody's wondering, karma creating by seeking liberations, looking down on samsara goodness, then out of that knowledge, seeking liberations, whatever karma, giving, being kind, being generous, practicing patience, all of that karma, somebody's wondering, is that cause for samsara? These are not cause for samsara. These are not, because all the merit that's been created by that is going to be antidote for the number 10, which is the another out of six cause, which is the last cause, not the initial cause, out of six cause, that is going to become the antidote for that. Is clear? Now here, with the motivation seeking liberations, that's your motivation. You are seeking liberations because you are sick of samsara. Let's put it that way. I'm sick of samsara. I want to liberate. No, so you are out of that intention, that motivations, being kind, being generous, being gentle, all of that. Somebody's wondering, oh, so much merit has been created by that kind of motivations. Somebody's wondering, is this created, all these causes, is the cause of samsara or not? And this is not the cause of samsara, even though it looks like the cause of samsara, because you know, feel like, okay, I'm still in samsara, so whatever I'm doing, samsara things, you know. I'm just giving food. Somebody's wondering, but these are not the cause for samsara. Even though it looks like, sounds like samsara, but it's not samsara cause. Because these are the antidote, the reason behind this. This is the antidote for the number 10, out of trailing number 10. Oh. So now can you read one more time, maybe understand, improve a little bit.
However, motivations based on thoughts, such as those you describe, as well as virtuous karma similar to the wisdom that analyzes selflessness, constitute the group of remedies for the craving for future existence.
Okay, craving for future existence, that's the one. Craving, that's number 10. The craving is the number 10. Out of 12 links, there's a number 10. Craving, that's number 10. So these are going to be antidote for the craving. So therefore, these are not the cause for samsara. Okay, well, can you repeat a little bit?
Motivations based on thoughts, such as those you describe, as well as virtuous karma similar to the wisdom that analyzes selflessness, constitute the group of remedies for the craving for future existence.
There's a reason. Therefore, these are not the cause for samsara, because it's like the antidote for the craving, which is the 10th out of 12 link, number 10, which is another cause for samsara. More dangerous cause. Previous cause can be purified. That when you reach that stage is hard to change, because this is very like last minute of death,
Further, in both their objective and subjective aspects, they operate in a manner contrary to the conception of self, the root of cyclic existence. Thus, they are not actual or usual true origins that impel rebirth.
See, So that, the second one is a little bit, I didn't explain that. The first one is clear, first one is clear. Oh, so we go bit by bit, okay, we'll go bit by bit. But first one is clear, right? First one is not clear. Then the Korea Zawa doesn't mean no Gawa Jube. Korea Zawa doesn't mean no Gawa Jube. Pinji, Kunju with Demba. Demba Ranga, we may just. Now, can you repeat, please? Can you repeat?
Further.
Yes, further.
In both their objective and subjective aspects.
Objective and subjective.
Aspects. Objective and subjective aspects.
Minna ba jese. Koye zawa dhanji je minam sa. Koye zawa dhanji. Furthermore.
In both their objective and subjective aspects, they operate in a manner contrary to the conception of self, the root of cyclic existence.
So basically what we are talking here, we are talking about self-grasping mind. That's all subjective, objective, whatever it says. That's a self-grasping mind, you know. The mind that grasps on the self is like that mind did not understood self correctly. That's grasping on mistaken self. Self that's been exaggerated. That's why I call that the root of samsara. Self-grasping mind is the root of samsara, right? So it has objective aspect, it has subjective aspect, right? Is it clear more? Objective aspect is the self. That's the self. No self that the very mind is grabbing on. That's objective. No, the subjective is called self-grasping mind. No, subjective is called self-grasping mind. That's what I want to mean.
Further, in both their objective and subjective aspects.
Okay, objective, this refers to self. Self-grasping mind, that grasping on the self. That's object, no? Aspect, no? Aspect. So we did talk about the tenet cloud aspect, no? So, entity, aspect. Number two. So can you read me another bit more?
In both their objective and subjective aspects.
Sorry, because Chugila, whenever we hit the rock, so you need to repeat again. Well, it's a little bit hard for Chugila to say it again one word. I'm not sure.
I'm more merit for me.
Okay, yeah. So please, furthermore.
In both their objective and subjective aspects, they operate in a manner contrary.
We are talking about self-grasping mind, right? We are talking about that. We are not talking about anything of self-grasping. The subject of this, just keep in your mind, we are talking about self-grasping mind. Oh? Furthermore, one more time, please.
In both their objective and subjective aspects, they operate in a manner contrary to the conception of self, the root of cyclic existence.
So now, wisdom, we need to make connections. There are two of them, right? The first one is seeking liberations, then being generous, being kind, so forth. Create some karma. Is this cause for samsara? We said no, because this is the antidote for the craving. No, that's clear, right? We finished that. So there's a second part. Now the wisdom, that has a wisdom, they're thinking about emptiness, right? Wisdom, they analyze selflessness. Somebody wondering, any merit or positive karma created by that, is that also cause of samsara? So then this is the reason. No, because these are, then furthermore, please, one more time.
In both their objective and subjective aspects, they operate in a manner contrary to
contrary. Oh, contrary, that's the reason. Oh, because it's contrary means contradiction.
Like
opposite. You are going to be born in samsara because of the self-grasping mind. If you are thinking of selflessness, that means you are trying to prove that very mind as wrong. So whatever karma you've been created by, that's not going to be the cause for samsara, because this country...
It's contrary to the conception of self.
Yeah, conception of self, isn't it?
The root of cyclic existence.
Yeah. Is it clear now? Mm-hmm. So there's another reason. So now, please, can you read all from the beginning?
From furthermore or before that?
Before that, please. So then we'll see if you now understand.
In general, those who are on the paths of accumulation and preparation do accumulate ordinary karma that impels rebirth. However, motivations based on thoughts...
That's the first one, yeah. Oh.
...such as those you describe, as well as virtuous karma similar to the wisdom that analyzes selflessness, constitute the group of remedies for the craving for future existence.
Uh-huh.
Further, in both their objective and subjective aspects, they operate in a manner contrary to the conception of self, the root of cyclic existence.
There's a second reason. First one is antidote for craving. There's a second reason. There's a first reason. Craving for antidote for the craving.
For future existence.
Yeah, that's the first reason. Therefore, whatever karma has been created by, you know, being kind, being generous, and so on and so forth, powered by seeking liberation, that intentions, there's no cause for samsara, because it's like antidote for the craving. Mm-hmm. That's the first reason. The second, then there's the wisdom analyzing emptiness, that one. The second reason is like now, aspect, whatever the aspect is suggested.
Right. In both their objective and subjective aspects, they operate in a manner contrary to the conception of self.
There's a second reason. Therefore, wisdom, thinking of self, whatever merit then be caused by that is not the cause for samsara. It's clear? Yeah, so that's very good. See, sometimes, you know, like, there has to have a word, otherwise, you know, there's no way to explain. Sometimes, you know, so then translating from one word, one language to another language, it looks like that the English that you use more words than Tibetan. And, you know, so this is not common material that you usually read in English, so this gets very, very complicated. Can you read that, finish that?
Thus, they are not actual or usual true origins that impel rebirth.
True origin, that's the second noble truth, okay? Origin, so there's true origin, that's second noble truth. First one is truth of suffering. Second one is origin of suffering. Third one is cessations. And the fourth, the path that leads to cessations. This is the fourth noble truth. Origin, that's we're talking about second noble truth, no?
So thus they are not actual or usual true origins that impel rebirth. However, because they are approximate actual true origins leading to a future rebirth, they are included among true origins.
So that is that. It accounted under the that no origin. It counted under that category. Does not mean they are origin of suffering. It's counted. Why? So now there's a reason why it's counted. So jesutimba, this is the what is the English language in jesutimba? This example. Looks like, but it's not actual. It's not a prayer wheel, but it looks like prayer wheels. You know, when they counted. When they counted prayer wheel, they also counted that, because that looks like prayer wheel, but it's not prayer wheel. Now, what is it called? There's a particular word in Tibetan called JT. What's the meaning of what they say, JT?
They approximate actual true origins?
Yeah, approximate, there's many words, so we have only one word, Jitin. So Jitin is looks like, you know. Say Jitin, huh? Yeah. Yeah, can't believe it's not butter, you know. So that's a good one. Can't believe it's not butter. So it's like, it's counted under the category of butter, but it's not butter.
It approximates butter.
It's not butter. So there's like exactly, it's approximate origin, but it's not origin. So therefore, they're counted under the origin, but it's not actual origins, no? It's not actual butter, it's counted under the butter because it's like, can't believe it's not butter. There's a reason, can't believe it's not butter, so they put it under butter sections. Yeah.
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 Hello?
Okay, yeah. So you couldn't, realizing emptiness, to directly realize emptiness is non-conceptual, right?
Huh?
Is non-conceptual. There's... Okay, there it goes. To directly realize emptiness is non-conceptual, right?
Right.
But you can't get to a non-conceptual state without concepts.
Yeah. First you have to have concept.
So this, to me, is, you know, you have to first think about it in a conceptual way.
Yeah.
And then when it's at the true origin, you're perceiving it directly. Does that make...
It sounds like something, but...
Okay, sounds like something, but it's not. Does that mean I see emptiness? Thank you, guys.
Maybe there's some kind of condition and this sounds like something. So Kanda, please say in order to see emptiness directly, you have to understand emptiness first conceptually. So
right.
Then very conceptual thought, more you meditate, it becomes clear and the very conceptual thought then become direct, like realization.
Perception.
Direct perception, that's like also another wrong term.
Okay.
Mistaken.
Okay.
Sounds like something.
Not true. Okay.
So then what?
From what you were talking about, what I was getting was that thinking about emptiness conceptually is attempting to get close to it.
To see emptiness directly,
And so that was my notion of what it meant in this, to approximate it, to get close. The conceptual thought.
I'm not sure how you're making link.
Okay.
So anyway, here, it sounds like cause of samsara, but it's actually not cause of samsara.
So conceptually thinking about emptiness is not a cause for samsara.
Right. This.
It's not enlightenment, but you got to go through it to get to where.
Right. So that one sounds good.
That's what I was taking out of what this meant, Geshe-la. That's what I was trying.
So that's why I was also wondering, how this. So this one, is like counts under the origin, but it's not actual origin.
But you have to start there.
Yeah.
That's all I meant. So.
Okay. Oh, that's good. So that if that helps you, that's good. Color. This word is called jetin means like similar, approximate or similar. Doesn't mean there's no. It's very much, there's a lot of similarities, but doesn't mean they're same, there's been same, a lot of similarities. when it comes down to ritual, there's a lot of similarity between Buddhism and Hinduism, but that doesn't mean they are, yeah, this all count, let's say, the fire puja, you know, after the ritual you do fire puja, so there was Hinduism also, they do fire puja, but they all count under the fire puja, but that's not, from a Buddhist point of view, there's not considered fire puja, something else, called jetin, maybe, or similarity, or maybe approximately.
Approximation.
So, by the way, Khandala, you asked very good questions, or maybe raised very good questions. Huh? No. Yeah. I'm just teasing you. Because now I know you very well, that's why I tease. Otherwise, I'll not tease. Anyway, so you create a lot of marriage, everybody laugh. Okay? You are going to be born in the environment that everybody laughs all the time. That's good. So, not just you, all of us. So, Okay, so now we'll stop here. So the next Wednesday I will continue, okay? Thank you. Thank you. Good night.